My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Time now to head to the BetQL guest hotline. Say good morning to Jonathan Allen, presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Welcome back to the show, Jonathan. How are you today?
What's going on, guys? How you doing? Appreciate you for having me.
Of course, man. Looking forward to it. How was your off season?
It was good. Glad to definitely be back. It was good, though. Got to travel around a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, give us a couple of your destinations.
Yeah, any exotic spots?
Yeah, we went to Machu Picchu, Easter Island, Santiago. A couple good spots.
Right.
Oh, you did the South American tour.
Yeah.
Did you get some gaming in over your vacation? Or, you know, the time off?
Not as much as I would like. You know, spent a lot more time traveling, seeing family. My brother-in-law and my little sister both graduated college.
Nice.
A lot of family stuff going on, so not as much.
What is the game you need to catch up on? Is there a title that's out? You're like, I'm missing the boat. I need to catch up.
Dude, there's so many. You got Black Myth Wukong that just came out. You got Space Marines 2. There's a lot of them out there. So, you know,
Are you the best? I don't know anything about this world. Are you the best gamer on the team?
You know, I'm slowly making my way from, like, multiplayer games to a lot of single-player games. So I'm starting to give up the competitive aspect in my video games and just more relaxing, just single-player, taking my time, doing my own thing kind of style.
So on a roadie, you know, like to Tampa, did you bring, like, a setup with you, like a gaming system or a computer? Does it make the trip? Or is it all business?
Absolutely not. Maybe during the preseason, but during the regular season, absolutely not.
Yeah, that's got to be foreboding. Can you imagine a coach knocking on the door and you're freaking playing one of those games?
You know what? He has some time back in his hotel room, some
private
time.
Yeah, he's supposed to be in his playbook or watching film.
It was better than going out to a nightclub.
It is, but dude, there's no way they want that. I can't imagine. No. Are there guys that do that?
Guys that are, like, playing, no. I know we brought a lot of practice squad guys who didn't play. I think some of them might have, but for the most part, not really. I mean, you're not there for a long enough time to really justify bringing it, so.
Right.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah, I might be surprised. All right, so let's talk about this game. Disappointing, obviously. I know you guys had bigger expectations. I know you're excited. I know you love the staff, everything all about that. I'm going to do what the guys say. I'm going to keep it 100 with you here. All right?
People were saying that 4 years ago.
To tell the truth Tuesday?
Yes, to tell you the truth. So I thought you guys, specifically the interior of the line, you guys were tremendous, I thought, with pass rush. It sucked that you weren't able to bring him down and hold him. I'm sure you guys are like, want to kill you. Well, you know, you're banging your head against the wall about that. But tell me where I'm wrong. Even though the numbers may not look awful, I felt like we were getting gutted kind of up the middle running. And part of that is Baker evading you guys when you would get pressure. But where am I wrong? Or explain it to me.
I mean, I would say the thing that's disappointing about it is going into the fourth quarter, I think they had like 54 rushing yards. Mm-hmm. So, like, numbers-wise, we weren't doing as bad as it may look. But then the last drive, and I think they broke off two long runs, or the last couple drives, they break off two long runs, and things got out of hand at the very end. But I feel like it wasn't as clean, obviously, as we liked. Mm-hmm. But it's not like we're just getting overmanned, we're getting outmatched, you know what I mean? It's things that are all correctable. So, you know, we're excited about the opportunity to go out there this Sunday and, you know, show the improvements that we've made and, you know, go from there.
Jonathan, did you guys notice, was it noticeable for you when Bucky Irving came in, the rookie, as opposed to Rashad White? Rashad White gets most of the work there, but Irving, like, he just looked burst. Like he's more explosion to his game than White, who's, you know, a good all-around player, just doesn't have that same sort of burst as Irving.
You know, two definitely different style of backs. Obviously, when Irving comes in the game, it's like, all right, you know, we understand what kind of player he is, and we got to watch out for what he does well. But, yeah, I mean, Rashad White's no slouch either. So it was something that we knew what both backs had for strengths and weaknesses, and, you know, Irving was able to get a couple plays on us.
Yeah, I mean, Rashad White had 106 total yards in the game, so he did some damage.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, look, defensively, it wasn't what we wanted. But, you know, we're not going to panic after 1 week. There's a lot of things that we can correct, and we're going to correct. I have the utmost faith in this staff and the players to make the necessary adjustments and changes, and, you know, we're going to do that come Sunday.
John, I would never ask you to criticize a teammate, never, and I'm not asking you now. I'm asking you a positive part, right? But we, the fans, are getting frustrated watching Manuel Forbes and have a hard time. Can you explain to me, and I'm not being a jerk, I'm being honest, I'm sure he does things well. What does he do well? What am I missing? Like, what is he good at? I'm not being a jerk.
No, I understand. I mean, first of all, 6'2", huge wingspan, runs the 4.3. It's tough because, for one, I don't really know a lot on the back end.
Right.
That I feel like I'm...
Yeah, but you're more qualified than me. You're more qualified than me.
Yeah, you know, when I look at it as I got to make sure that I'm doing my job to make the guys on the back end's job easier, you know. I think that when you look at a DB compared to a D lineman, when a DB makes a mistake, everybody notices it, as opposed to a defensive line making a mistake. Mm-hmm. You might not notice it unless you know exactly what you're looking for, or unless they just gash you right up where you're supposed to be. You know what I mean? So that's why I say DB's got to be the most psychologically unstable people in this world, because they got to have an unreal amount of confidence. They got to be able to have a bad play and shake back like nothing ever happened. You got to be a little delusional to play defensive back. So it's definitely not an easy position. So, you know, I'm just going to focus on what I have to do to make sure I make everybody's job around me easier.
Did you feel like Baker had a lot of time to throw with the 30 dropbacks?
I feel like we got to him. We just didn't finish. And I think that's the most frustrating part, you know. Beating the offensive line is just half the battle. And once you get to the quarterback, you got to finish them. I mean, sacks are just too valuable, too game-changing. And I know myself, I missed like three of them. So definitely something that's going to be a point of emphasis this week for me. And, got to be better moving forward with that.
It's time for the Pizza Bullies question of the week. Pizza Bullies offering wing subs and more. Pizza Bullies delivers more taste. Download the Pizza Bullies app for easy ordering. What made Baker Mayfield so elusive in the week one matchup with Tampa Bay? That's from Dan in Rockville.
I would say the thing that is very underrated for quarterback, maybe to the average fan, is the footwork. Mm-hmm. He had very good footwork in the pocket, and, you know, just being a savvy vet, was able to, you know, worm his way out of a lot of plays. You know, I'm going to take more blame. Obviously, you got to give him credit. I mean, he's the number one overall pick in 2014 or 2018. But as a defensive lineman, once you get back there, you got to finish. So we just have to be better in that aspect. Credit to them, though.
Joined by Jonathan Allen, presented by Main Street Bank. Is Baker a smack talker in game? He seems like he'd be a little bit of a smack talker at times.
You know, I don't think we really talked to each other the entire game. At least not when I was out there. I didn't see anything. So I can definitely see it. Yeah. But yeah.
What about Mike Evans? Does he like to yap a little bit? I know, like, if he sees Marshawn Lattimore on the other side of the field, he's going to fight him. I know he's not on your team, but when the Saints and the Bucks get together, those dudes hate each other.
I think that's just a case of divisional rivals. I mean, when we play Philadelphia, when we play Dallas, when we play New York, it's just a little different energy. You know what I mean?
That makes sense.
I could definitely see them getting like that when they play the Saints.
Well, can you talk about Jamin's development and his transition? And, you know, he popped a little bit early for sure. You know, he's making plays in the preseason. You see the growth there. Can you just talk about Jamin a little bit?
When you have an athlete of that magnitude, and like people don't really understand how athletic he is. He's very athletic. He's one of those guys you have to find a space for, and you have to find an opportunity for him to use his athletic ability. And I think he found it. I really have. I've been very impressed with how he's been able to pick up the playbook, how he's been able to pick up the technique and trust the scheme that he's being taught. And I mean, I'm really, really happy for him that he's found a place where he can thrive at and use his athletic ability.
Yeah.
And I think he looks good. I mean, he looks really good.
That one play that, you know, where he got the penetration, I mean, he was so quick off the line.
He got around worse.
I mean, yeah. You guys call that get off, right? I mean, his get off was crazy on that one. I mean, is it consistently great, or did he just time that one well?
I mean, when it comes to Jamin, I think the thing is he's going to have to try to string together consistently good plays. And, I mean, the thing that's going to be hard is he doesn't have the nuance that all of us have, because we've been playing D-line our entire life.
Right.
So it's going to take time for him to get it, but he's picking it up so fast. And he's starting to do little things that, you know, veterans start to do. And, I've been very impressed with him. I'm excited to see him continue to grow in that role.
So, John, we didn't talk to you really all off season. So I kind of want to get your overall impressions on Jaden. Maybe you've got a story of the first time you met him and what you saw really in training camp that's impressed you and carried over into this regular season.
The thing that's impressed me about Jaden the most is probably the thing that you expect, his work ethic and how he carries himself. You know, I really feel like it's hard for a lot of rookies to come in the league with the amount of pressure that he has and carry himself the way he has. One of our hardest workers already. Does all the little things right that you want to see. I want to see my quarterback being one of the first people there. I want to see my quarterback being one of the last people out the door and how he carries himself at practice. But it's not a cockiness. It's a confidence and a belief in what he can do and what this offense can do. So it's exciting to see. I'm just ready to see more of it.
Honestly. Has he run away from you in practice?
Oh, yeah. His speed is undeniable for sure.
What about the throws? We didn't see him sort of execute a lot of stuff downfield. Was that Cliff just kind of slow playing it, want him to have kind of an easy week, or did he just miss some stuff? Like, talk about his passing growth.
I don't know. You know, I do know that as a rookie quarterback, there's going to be bumps and pains, and there's going to be games you want to see more. There's going to be games where there's this or there's that. But I mean, that's just part of the NFL. Every rookie has to go through it. You know what I mean? It's not going to be pretty. It's adjusting to the speed of the game, the pace of the game. Guys are going to be scheming for him, finding out how people are going to attack you and what you can do to counteract that. So there's a lot of things that he's going to have to learn this season. But I feel like with the way he works and his mindset, I think he's the right guy to go out there and overcome all the challenges.
As a rookie, did Jonathan Allen have a welcome to the NFL moment?
Yeah, it was my fifth game. It was a game I got hurt. I came off the ball the drop before, and I had a broken foot, and I broke my foot. But at the time, I never really had a lower body injury, so I really wasn't sure, like, what it was. So I tried to play through it. And then the next drive, I come off the ball and couldn't run, couldn't do anything. And I just remember the offensive guard. We were playing San Francisco at home, and he just came up, and he just crushed me. And I just remember thinking, I will never put myself in a position to ever let that happen again. And, you know, that was my last play of my rookie season, so I had to wait all offseason to get the next opportunity next year.
John, what was it like just in the offseason just having to get to know the entire different coaching staff, right? I mean, you went through this before, obviously, when Ron came in, but I don't think there was such an overhaul in the roster. You can correct me if I'm wrong, in 2019 to 2020, but a bunch of different guys, I'm going to say, I don't know, 25, 30 different guys on the roster, plus all the new coaches. What was that like?
I mean, it was refreshing, you know. The guys we brought in and the coaches we brought in were all working towards the same goal. And I can't say I've always had that in the past. Mm-hmm. So it's refreshing to see guys who are this close, even though we really haven't been together that long. And these amount of guys and coaches who are all dedicated to one common goal. We're not pulling in different directions. Everybody understands what the goal is, and everyone's working towards that goal. And there's a standard of what it's going to be to get towards that goal. So it's exciting. It really is.
What was, to tell you the truth, Monday? We're kind of getting a kick out of that because I'm like, well, guys go through film everywhere. They do it in eighth grade. What's different about To Tell the Truth Monday or whatever Coach Quinn is calling it?
I think the thing that's nice is you'll be surprised how many times players want to be told the truth in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And it sounds crazy because the fans and the internet are ruthless. You got to stay off it during the season. Mm-hmm. But I think confidence is such a big thing for players that sometimes a coach will try to lessen the severity of something to not kill their confidence. But I think there's a way to be honest without killing confidence. And I think that's what our coaching staff does. They're not trying to kill our confidence, but they're truthful, and they're not going to let things slide. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's the biggest difference between this year and, you know, previous years.
How hands-on is Dan versus Witt with you guys?
You know, Coach Quinn being the head coach, he has to balance being on the offense and the defense side. But, I mean, he is running around like a maniac 24-7, bouncing in the different position groups. Unit meetings is awesome to see him. We see him a lot. We hear him a lot. He's going to the defense side during practice, coaching us up, going to the offense side, talking to them. So it's really cool to see.
Right.
So it's a lot different than what Ron was doing and how he interacted with you guys last year.
You know, I really don't want to get into the comparison game because, I mean, I genuinely like Coach Ron Rivera as a person and a coach. But, you know, I thoroughly enjoy playing for Coach Quinn, and I think it speaks volume when you have guys around the league who want to come and play for this team because of Coach Quinn.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. All right, so how do you tell the guys – I mean, I'm sure the staff knows Daniel Jones's history against you guys. Everyone in the country's making fun of him, and yet he's like 5-1 or whatever, a lifetime against you guys.
Yeah. No, I mean, the biggest thing for us is, you know, don't let the past rear its ugly head, you know. And we've all known what he's done against us in the past, but this is a new regime, new team, new season. So we're going to go in there. We're going to break down the film. We're going to look at what we got to do to attack, and we're going to go out there and execute at a high level. And, you know, people forget that this is the NFL, and if you don't take anybody seriously or you overlook anybody, anybody in this league can make you look silly and make you look foolish. So we're locked in and ready to play.
Well, what type of player do you think Daniel Jones is, from your eyes, from your experience?
I think he's a guy that if you let him, his legs will absolutely crush you. I think, you know, he doesn't get the reputation as a scrambling quarterback, but if you let him, I mean, he runs a 4.5, low 4.6, high 4.5. He can run away from defenders. He's big, strong, athletic, big arm. Just got Malik Nabers. So they got some talent. We just got to make sure we're going out there and we're executing and playing our brand of football.
I know you don't give a flying blank. Okay, I know you don't. But what do you say to fans that, like, their knee-jerk reaction after last week is, oh, same old, you know, skin, same old commander, same, you know. Can you guarantee we're going to have a better season than last year?
I don't want to get into guarantees, but my reaction to that is, you know, they have every right. It's our job to go out there and provide a product on the field that they can be proud of, and we didn't do that week one. So I'm looking forward to the opportunity. I know the team is, and we're ready to play on Sunday. Right. We're going to come out there, and we're going to play some damn good football. So, you know, I'm not going to get big into guarantees. I'm just going to focus on what I got to do to get better each week. And everybody on this roster and on the staff is doing the same thing. We're going to come out with a good mindset on Sunday.
You can't guarantee me like seven?
Seven.
I feel like if it's less than seven, I'm not going to be happy.
I can guarantee a lot of things, but at the end of the day, guarantees never work out. Even if you're right, even if you're wrong, it's just better to just, hey, under promise, over deliver.
I know you're too smart. I tried, yeah. But you're too smart.
Week to week.
Well, Jonathan, we're pulling for you against the Giants, and we're pumped that you're back with us for another season. We'll talk to you again next week. Okay.
Sweet. I appreciate you guys.
All right. Yep. Thank you, buddy.
That's Jonathan Allen, right. Presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Here's some more information. We'll do EB's entertainment page next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Time now for EB's entertainment page. I know that his taste buds are being entertained because I see what you're eating. You're eating the Nerds gummy clusters.
I mean, they're
those
just,
are amazing.
These are poison.
They're so good.
I've walked by them for a couple days now, and I'm just like, all right, I'm just going to buy them.
They're so delicious. It's an innovator in the candy game.
You want to see it? What is it?
It's a it's a gummy center covered with Nerds
candy. It's literally like taking sugar and injecting it into your veins.
It's so good.
It's awful for you.
That side of the room
for your teeth.
Apparently hates it. I'm... team, what
I wouldn't hate it. I've just never had it.
Can I have one?
Yeah, it's just
so one. I don't need three.
No, you can have them.
I mean, I'm not opposed to it, but I'm not a fan of gummy bears or Nerds individually.
There's nothing redeeming about it.
Oh, yeah,
but it tastes good.
The sugar burst I'm getting
sugar
right now.
Sugar high.
Very redeeming.
Yeah.
All right, EP time. Here we go.
Pour one out.
Sponsored EP.
Oh, that's right. I already
sponsored
did the sponsor. I did
entertainment
it earlier.
Page.
I did it for the Commanders. Entertainment page driven by BMW Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy Mike Walker, he's in town. He texted me this morning over at BMW Fairfax. Says no interest in charging you interest. Just 2.99% of most X-Series models for a limited time only. Find out more at BMWFairfax.com.
I mean, you were doing a wacky earlier. We were trying to co-brand a bunch of different sponsors on the one segment. Now we're good. The train is back on the tracks.
I was a little out of it there.
It's all good. All good.
Beetlejuice made $110 million in its opening weekend. The second best September opening of all time. Ooh. That sounds pretty good with like the NFL right?
That does sound good. That's impressive.
Number one at the box office. It's the second biggest September opening since this a movie that debuted, you'll never get it, in 2017 that made $123 million. It.
Ah,
I was going to think another horror movie because Halloween's coming up.
Yeah.
So that's the time that those movies come out.
Great hypothetical for Jason.
Yeah.
How much would I have had to pay you to go see Beetlejuice
at 1 o'clock
1 p.m.
Sunday.
On a Sunday? You cannot look at your phone. You can't check scores. You can't pull up YouTube TV and watch the game while Beetlejuice is on. You have to give the movie undivided attention, and then you can watch, of course, the recaps and games when you come out, when you leave. But for 2.5-hour block, you're out of the loop.
All right. Well, I would have been back for the Commanders game because that's all we talked about.
Yeah, you start. Right. You're home for that, but like you missed the entire, basically the entire early slate. How much would it
take? This might surprise you. 500.
Five? You do it for $500? I'm shocked. I thought you'd be.
I'd probably
at least,
do it for 500.
Yeah, because, at least four figures.
Because the Niners play at four or later or whatever.
Yeah, but still, he's a gambling addict. He's a fantasy monster. Yeah, but, like
500 would probably do it.
Okay.
I wouldn't enjoy it.
Have we talked about Jason's headphones?
Well,
I mean, can you turn? It's just gotten worse and worse.
Well, he's ripped the little leather.
He's had those headphones. Those have to be a dozen years old.
It's got
to
be.
But the
it's time, Jason.
The foam is coming out.
I mean,
look, I've got a whole brand new set right here too.
Brand new. It's 10 years old.
Well, I mean, I just never wore them.
Hold on, you have a new.
I mean, they're new. I mean, they're not. They're not newly purchased, but I've never worn them.
Why aren't you?
I need to take a picture of
because I like the ones I have, man.
You like that beater?
He doesn't want to. He doesn't want to use his backup. Then he'll have no backup. I know how his brain thinks.
Right.
I mean, you need some duct tape at least because that thing is just.
You know what? They just like my old 15-year-old computer. It's they still work.
And you know what? You do you.
It can't be as noise canceling though with that little leak. I feel like there's leakage there.
I'm telling you, it does. It still works.
Turn to the.
I mean, there might be a little leakage.
Yeah, they're definitely.
The thing I don't like is you got to put batteries in there. It's so tilting. And you make Roger run around for batteries all the
or
time.
Or Daniel. Daniel hooks me.
Yeah.
What do you think about
Daniel,
that?
Daniel.
That's Roger's go-to. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
That's his go-to phrase.
I haven't purchased batteries for these cans in years.
Oh, we know you haven't.
All right. I put it up on our Instagram page, Sports Junkies Radio. Give us a follow if you're curious to see his headphones with the protruding protruding foam.
All right, Jason, I know you and I have a similar mindset regarding like liquor. We'll drink almost anything, I think, with liquor in it. At least I will. AMC Theaters are selling a cocktail called the Sandworm Slayer. In honor of Beetlejuice.
Well, hopefully it's filled with Scotty's vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV.
What do you think about that? It's a 24-ounce cocktail made with
24 ounces?
Blue and black raspberry juice. Their so-called premium vodka. We would, of course, put Scotty's
juice.
And it's topped with gummy worms.
I'm out.
I'm in.
$31.
Anything gummy, I'm in. $31.
Yeah, 31.
I can go to CVS.
Well, it's 24 ounces. It's two drinks.
I can go to CVS and get gummy worms for $1.50 and stick them in my pocket and save $30. No, thank you.
About these,
people will buy it.
What do you think about that?
I thought of you. We went to Chop Tank, right? The pregame before one of the Cornell games because I was in Annapolis. It's a spot right on the water in Annapolis.
Mm-hmm.
And we had three straight games there. Or, you know, every day we had a game. And I wasn't that hungry because we had done brunch already. So I did crab soup. And
cream of crab soup.
Delicious. That's what I prefer.
So good.
Cream of crab soup and just a wedge salad. Very simple.
Okay.
And two old fashions, but who's counting?
Hold on, two old fashions at lunch?
Pre-gaming. We're going there.
The
goal is to drink a little
aggressive.
Bit. How many did you have at brunch before that? Zero.
Mimosas? Okay. Nothing?
Yeah. I don't do
mimosas. Bellinis?
Nope.
Oh, Bellinis. No, but it's so good.
I don't know. I just take the edge off. Anxiety before games.
Yeah.
So, it's like I'm playing.
Why did you say you drank like a couple days before that? You've always got some sort of
anxiety.
Rationale.
It's always anxiety.
Oftentimes it's anxiety or to take the edge off and put me to sleep.
I drank two beers last night. Anxiety about Garrett Wilson.
Oh, dude, that's standard. I remember it was your three putts.
Oh, yeah. Well, then I didn't really help either way.
Yeah.
Really. Had no impact. There wasn't a lot of lump crap. We could have used the jumbo crump. Or whatever the guy was that was in here last week.
JumboLumpCakes.com.
Yeah, wasn't
tickly
great. Lumpy.
Call Brandon.
I would say.
Unlumpy?
It was definitely unlumpy. It was a few slivers of some shreds.
You can call Brandon. I don't know if he's going to be able
just
to hear
a lot of filler.
You through the cauliflower ear. He's a nice guy. I love the guy. That dude would take you down in the octagon.
Oh, yeah, because he's like an MMA guy.
I'm assuming he's some sort of MMA level grappler.
Right.
Or wrestler.
I think he just did the workout.
All right, so no crab cakes.
Well, how do you get the ears?
I know. You told me they never fought.
Really?
Well, he must have wrestled or something.
Yeah, he had to wrestle.
He owned an MMA gym at one point.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You think he, didn't train?
His ears got boxed so many times, you don't even understand.
He didn't have silly ears like these. These ears are
Look
silly.
At these ears. Pristine.
Never going to have cauliflower in these things.
They're ringing. I am going to my appointment in like 10 days.
Yeah. Would you cost money?
Get back to the crab cakes.
So
no chop tank crab cakes.
No, it's not the crab cakes. You were barely
listening.
I
wasn't listening.
You were barely listening.
Well, it's the
crab
soup. It's noise canceling.
The crab soup. The cream of crab soup.
Crab soup, okay.
There were just a few shreds of crab. There was a hint of the taste, but
no lumpy.
I'm disappointing.
Well, the crab cake's probably the same.
Don't know.
Can't speak to that. Mm. I only had that.
Hey, next time you go, get a half and half.
They're skimping on the meat.
A what?
Half and half soup. Half cream of crab, half Maryland crab.
Oh,
delicious.
I've never done that.
Never done
that. Delicious. Oh yeah.
It's like your version of an Arnold Palmer.
No, that's just that's something you do in the Dina.
No, silly.
I've never heard of that.
Silly.
I've lived here for longer than you.
Half red crab.
Half cream of crab, half Maryland crab, half and half crab soup.
Huh?
I've never heard of that.
I need hillbillies to call in. I've never heard that before. Fellow hillbillies.
Here's why. Because usually most places they either offer cream of crab or the crab red base.
Yeah, Maryland
crab.
Both.
No, but I can see a guy just saying, hey, can you mix the two?
Right. It's well known. Half and half.
Okay. I sometimes will say when I'm... it's the dumbest bit
It's not
ever.
Called Cal Ripken. It's not called Arnold Palmer. It's called Cal Ripken.
No. Right. I don't say... I mean, it's so dumb that I do it, but I'll say, can I have a half Diet Coke, half Coke? Waste of time.
Okay. I've never heard of that either.
I do it sometimes. I don't think I'm the only one, but whatever. I say I can have a Diet Coke. Put a little regular Coke in it too, please. Just
to make it a little sweeter.
A splash of Coke.
You want an actual good taste.
A Diet Coke and a splash of regular Coke.
Yeah, I mean, it's the dumbest bit ever, okay. But that bit that he's talking about.
Yeah. Like you said, it's all hillbillies.
I think it's only hillbillies, is specifically in the Dina, like
maybe
on the street you grew up on.
Yeah.
No one's calling in.
No, it's on Jimmy's menu right now.
Jimmy's
Seafood.
Okay.
All right, what is it called?
It's just a half and a half soup.
Never heard of that.
No,
man.
Didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, half and half soup. 32-ounce soup. Half cream of
32
crab.
32-ounce soup?
There's no sophisticated
that
human that's calling
32
in.
Ounces of soup? How much 32 ounces?
I know. I'm reading about a Gatorade, a 32 ounce Gatorade.
Lot.
Okay.
Right?
I don't know. What is a typical bowl of soup?
Probably 8 ounces.
8 or 10 ounces, maybe.
Okay. Yeah. I'm guessing. Like a cup. How many ounces
it's
in
like
a cup?
Like a big gulp.
I'll take your word
you
for it.
A big gulp filled with red and
all right,
white
here
soup.
We go. Here we go. Bunch of hillbillies calling in.
Go my to, brethren. The bat signal.
He's going to Trevor and shit, Tilly. Trevor,
hold up. Hold up. Hillbilly.
Yeah.
You're a hillbilly.
Not cool. All right, man. All right. Well, yeah, as a guy from Virginia, the other side of the pond, let me say it, it's the only way to go. Whenever I go to the beach, it's half and half.
All right, hold on. Who serves that at the beach? Like what spot?
Pretty much any restaurant that has crab soup, they have the cream or just the Maryland crab version.
But you have to say, it's not on the menu like Jimmy's. You have to ask for it.
Yeah, but it's never been something they say no to. I mean, it's
sure,
almost like
it.
It's something they.
I get it.
It's a request they always get.
Yeah,
sure,
you have
we'll
to get
some
it.
Yeah, you put. Yeah,
you
start with the regular Maryland crab soup, and then you add the cream of crab into it.
Okay,
sounds like it. It may
it's silly.
I would.
I might have to try.
So my uncle lives in Medina. My uncle lives in Medina. I was there last.
It always comes back.
What street?
With the local joint. With the local joint, picked up three. Hey, by the way, he lives on the river. So
on the Magathy.
I know which river. There's a billion rivers.
the mouth of the Magathy.
I live on the Magathy too. We're probably neighbors.
Dude, anywho, I went and scooped up three quarts of each. Came home and I ate. That's all I ate for the next 2 weeks. Just half and half soup.
Right, that is
money.
Probably went to fight first, picked it up.
Ain't nobody Chevy Chase calling in. Trust me.
No chance.
They're not serving that at Columbia
Country
Club.
The next call is coming in from like Arbutus.
Yeah.
Right. I guarantee that.
A bunch of snobs over there.
No, not at all.
Let's go to Sam. And that was just calling like we see it, buddy. Sam.
Dude, this is the most Bickle blind spot I've ever heard.
Bickle.
It's not just me.
I've never heard of it. I'd eat it, though.
It's everywhere. It's everywhere. And I know you, too, EB. You're like the guy that goes to Chick-fil-A and get, like, the chicken sandwich and the coleslaw because you feel better about it than, like, eating French fries.
The
right?
Nuggets.
Sometimes I do get the coleslaw.
Right. So you cut the cream in half with the Maryland crab and mixes it up. You feel a little better about yourself. But it's pretty much on every menu in, you know, Edgewater, Annapolis.
Edgewater,
I'm never there, so I don't see.
Edgewater is hillbilly.
Edgewater, Eric, I'm never down there, so I never see the menus at these places. Because where I live, they just don't have those type of restaurants.
Right,
You're not getting cream of crab soup and Maryland crab soup.
Yeah,
you're not getting that.
Right,
I make a silly cream of crab.
I'm sure you do.
Why don't you make some for
Chris
tomorrow?
It's delicious. Yeah, we'll do a taste test
half
tomorrow.
Half. Half
or call in your bluff right now. Call in your bluff.
Your dented can of crab meat from Giant.
You're gonna have some Venezuelan crab meat.
Yeah, and make it for us tomorrow. All right, we come back. We'll give you a chance to win HF Festival tickets, and we'll do some more EP. In a world where every mission is critical, where security and precision are paramount, one small business stands ready. OSI Federal, service-disabled, veteran-owned small business, is your trusted partner in mission-critical IT solutions with unparalleled expertise and unwavering commitment. OSI Federal understands the urgency of your IT needs. From cybersecurity to seamless integrations, visit osifederal.com today. Discover why OSI Federal is the choice for federal government agencies and systems integrators alike. OSI Federal, empowering your mission with precision and excellence. We're running out of show. Before we're done, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to HF Festival at Nationals Park, which is right around the corner. Saturday, September 21st is the date. So keep listening for your chance to win, because that's coming up in under 7 minutes, just to let you know.
All right. I know Drabby was making fun of me for not knowing that Kendrick Lamar is going to be headlining Super Bowl 59 halftime show
in NOLA.
February. Yes. I had seen some allusion to him saying there isn't going to be a part two to the Drake Kendrick Lamar beef. I guess that was about.
Oh no! Please let there be a part two to the Kendrick and Drake beef.
Because it's so interesting.
I think it's over.
Please give us more.
So he performed, of course, back in 2022 with Snoop and 50 Cent and Dr. Dre and all those guys.
Yep.
He was part of that bit. But he's gonna be the headliner this go around. I'm sure he'll have others that'll be with him that we'll learn about later. James Earl Jones passed away.
That's a good run, though.
93 years old. He was the voice of Darth Vader.
What a run by him.
Give me a contract that says I'll live to 93 and I'll die the day I turn 93.
Yeah,
give it to me.
Sign it right now. I'd sign it, too.
Give
it
to me. You'd be a fool not to.
I want an addendum in there that says that I'm not hurting and all banged up. Like
from,
the last
from
73 years.
To 93.
You can still play online poker.
Can you still bet?
Yeah, still bet. Sure.
Still play fantasy.
Yeah. Sure, you can do all those things.
Like, Steve Gleason can still bet.
Right. I guess he can.
You think he doesn't watch football?
I'm sure he does.
I don't think he's having a lot of fun.
Probably not. I'm not saying it's fun. Or Steve McMichael. I'm not saying it's fun.
No, of course, of course it's not fun.
You can have a sliver of fun.
You know what could be fun? Drab, pitch the idea.
Eric, let's hear your best James Earl Jones impression.
I just know he's a deep... I don't know anything of Darth Vader. I don't know any.
I didn't play Darth Vader. I give you credit for that.
I don't know any of it.
All right, I will step.
Did he be positive with Dark Vader at one point?
I don't think so. I don't think he ever made that.
No, right, D. Wood said suggested something.
Hold on,
like
let me
that.
Get a sip of water.
I don't think so.
I'm going to get into character.
I've always known as Darth Vader. Maybe it sounded like I said Dark Vader.
Are you guys ready?
Sure.
Here we go. My son works.
Pretty good, Kex.
That's not bad, right?
It's a good one.
King
yeah.
Joffe Joe Four from yeah. Coming to America. He plays Eddie Murphy's dad, the King.
No file, guys.
No.
I thought he was going to go with Luke, I'm your father.
But
I got some chuckles from behind the glass, so I'll take it.
Yeah.
Like, Ray, people will come, Ray.
People will come.
Field of Dreams. Yeah. Big hole for me. Haven't seen the whole movie. Should probably watch it at some point.
I know how you guys remember like these iconic lines.
Luke, I am your father. You remember that? Tough one.
He came to America to soil his royal oats.
Or sow his royal oats.
You guys love him.
Love
it. Well, dude, we're Americans.
He's an iconic American actor.
I mean, I felt bad that he died.
You see, Simba, everything the light touches is our kingdom.
He might do a better one than
Mufasa,
you.
Mufasa, it's
might
very
do a
good.
Better one. You might
his
have it.
James Earl Jones is pretty good.
How yeah. much is his net worth, Cakes? You're all James usually Earl all Jones? Over celebrity net worth.
I've
his
never
voice in a million commercials.
Yeah, I'm going to put his net worth
$50 million.
That's a great guess. I don't. Maybe not that high. I'm going to say $35 million.
I haven't looked it up.
I don't know.
I'll look it up when EB does the story.
Yesterday, the MLB Twitter put out a video of James Earl Jones doing a rendition of the national anthem.
Okay.
He was reading, I mean, he was just voicing the national anthem. He was like, "The Rockets' red glare."
Right.
I had goosebumps, right? And then he gets to the point, and I didn't realize it at the time. It was in dumb Camden Yards, and the Baltimoreans ruined it, and they go,
No.
It was so disrespectful.
Oh, that is
the baseball. But so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming.
Barry Bonds is crying.
Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. For the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. The rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof.
All right, I got it. I mean,
you gotta hear the O.
And our flag
you gotta hear
was still there.
He knew it was coming.
Those townies ruined something amazing.
They've been doing that for 30 years. Probably long.
They've been doing it forever.
Something magic happened.
My son works. I'm so over that.
Your mic is dead.
Dead. So dead.
Yeah, your mic is Dunsky. There you go.
It's not like he was talking the last 5 minutes. It's like James Earl Jones, I guess.
I chimed in.
What do they still
When was that?
What do they? What do you mean?
93. When did you do that?
93.
It was 93.
Yeah, the All-Star game.
So So what are the hillbilly things they still do at the Orioles game? So they do...
Oh, thank God I'm a country boy.
Thank God I'm a country boy.
Yeah, the seventh inning.
Kyle Ripken did it the other day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about...
Did they spray you with a garden hose?
They do.
Did Wild Bill Hagee die like 50
he's dead.
Years ago?
Yeah, he's butt dead.
He's so dead.
Do they have a replacement guy?
No.
We don't have anybody like that.
No, but you know what the Oriole bird does is finds a silly in the stands, and then when John Denver comes on, dances with the silly on top of the.
Oh, he always finds a hottie.
Yeah. Always finds a hottie to hoe down with.
Yeah.
Is Stan the Fan still a big part of the Baltimore scene or no?
I don't think so.
Stan Charles.
Stan Charles. He doesn't have like a podcast or something.
I don't know. If he does, I don't listen to
podcast.
It.
You know? Podcast. Probably does. Who knows?
Who's the iconic Baltimore voice?
Matt Valdez.
Scott Garceau.
You're looking at him.
Scott Garceau.
Kevin Brown. Ben McDonald.
Ben McDonald's really good.
And Jim Palmer.
Yeah,
probably Jim Palmer.
Good.
Jim's probably the
He's the guy.
Yeah.
All right,
He's the icon.
We're going to hook up caller number 10 right now at 800-636-1067. You're going to score two tickets to HF Festival 2024 Saturday, September 21st at Nationals Park, featuring the Postal Service, Death Cab for Cutie, Incubus, Jimmy Eat World, Violent Femmes, and more. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events, courtesy of IMP. 10th caller gets the dub. They win.
No football tonight.
It's a sad state.
Gotta wait till Thursday,
my friend. No football tonight.
It's depressing. All right. Oh, but you know what? It's waivers night for fantasy football.
What time?
2 a.m. in the morning.
You'll be out.
All right, we got to get out.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.